For more news, visit our website at usaradio.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. We're moving offices, and it's a giant pain in the...
Bubble roll?
What?
Well, Staples has bubble roll, packing tape, all kinds of boxes, everything you need to move, and all at low prices.
Great. That's a giant load off my...
Packing peanuts?
No.
Shrink wrap?
No, but now moving will be a walk in the...
Packing tape?
Sure.
Get low prices on everything you need to move at Staples. And right now, small boxes are just $1 when you buy five or more. Staples, make more happen. Offer valid on same SKU only.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need SpotOnWebsite.com. At SpotOnWebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. SpotOnWebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at SpotOnWebsite.com.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Yeah. And we welcome you back to the program. Lively show so far. If you just now tuned in, it's been a lively 20 seconds. We're back with more of the best of money advice. I'm Johnny Dean, Bucket Strategy Investing. We're here once again with the Brain Trust. Professor Rick Plum is here with me, returning to the desk, courtesy, of course, of the advisors at Lucia Capital Group, and we thank them very much. More money strategies are just ahead, and you can take part in the show. All you got to do is give us a call. It's easy to do. Very simple. You call us. Our phone lines are open, 877-PLANNER. That's 877-752-6637. Spells out PLANNER. A couple of lines open for you right now. You can also go to email. You can email us at our website, wealthed.com. Send us a question, comments, any concerns that you have. We will do those emails sometime this hour. You look for the link where it says find your answer, and your email will somehow magically appear right here in the studio. I said Professor Plum is here, certified financial planner from Lucia Capital Group. The first piece of good advice this hour, take advantage of what we have to offer. The Brain Trust stands by ready to help you out. You do not want to put your retirement funds at risk. We've talked about this all last hour. You don't want to try to do this stuff on your own. It's complicated. Even if we make it seem fairly simple here, the reason we make it seem fairly simple is because the Brain Trust has been doing this for a long time, and they do this for a living. That's what we do. You don't want to have to think about this. I said this before. It'd be nice to be retired and just, you know, collect your retirement check, Professor Plum.
And go off and do the things that you find enjoyable.
Right. I mean, honestly, and I'm not retired, but I know when I'm retired, I don't want to have to be thinking about, I hope next month I've got enough to live on, or the clock is ticking. 2 years from now, I could be out of money. You don't want to do that, okay? And now if you have an off-air question, if you want to talk to Professor Plum or anyone at Lucia Capital Group, they do this for a living. They do this every single day, 800-644-1150. Have them look at what you have. Design a bucket strategy that is tailored specifically to meet your needs. Again, the off-air number, 800-644-1150. They do advisory services, and they've been doing it for a long, long time. Get all your money questions answered right here. All right, again, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. All right, now, we were talking last hour with a caller, Roy, in Fresno, California. We also talked to him off the air on Biz TV for just a couple of minutes, Professor Plum. Roy has, Roy, you still with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay, thanks for hanging on. I know you had a couple of questions. I just want to clarify some of this, Professor Plum. Roy's got some money.
Right, he has the ability. He's retired, and he has the ability to continue saving.
Yes.
And he wants to continue saving to enhance what he passes on to his kids, grandkids down the line. And so the question is, how do we go about saving? What do we do with this money that we're saving, either monthly or however often he wants to make it happen? And he has money already set aside in a... emergency fund. So we're funding an emergency fund. And once we get past the emergency fund, now it's a question of when might we need to spend the money? When might we want to use the funds? And if we don't think we're going to use these funds for 10 years or more, I like the idea of investing, especially since we're doing ongoing investing, monthly most likely, automatic savings. I like going into a growth account that has volatility that could go down tomorrow. And Murphy's Law says, right after you make your first investment, it's going to go down, because that's what Murphy's Law says, right? But then you get to buy in again next month when it's down. And maybe it's going to go down again after that. Maybe this is another 2008, the beginning of 2008, where you October, you buy in your first investment in October. November is lower. You buy in again. It goes down again in December. Goes down, and you buy in again. You buy in again. It goes down in January. Goes down in February.
I take it. You don't, seeing a negative like that doesn't appeal to you, though, right?
Right.
But over time, and this is where time does have a nice mitigating factor so far in history, even in that 2008 through 2009 downturn, where it went lower every month after you bought in until March, and then March, it changed course, and it went up, and then it went up, and it went up. And in fact, it went up to a point higher than it started with in October after a not too long of a period of time. So not only did at that point you make money on the original investment in October of 2008, you made more money on the investment in November of 2008, you made even more money on the December investment, you made even more money on the January, a lot more on February, and even more on the March statement. You know, so every one of those investments you made when it was going down, after it recovered, it does take time, and that's why I want to make sure that we have enough money to spend for the next 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 years. That's okay. Now, what we do is when we get back to a positive event, or if we experience a positive event in the early period of time, once we're ahead of where we thought we should be. Now, in my example, we were below where we thought we should be for quite a while. But once we got back up to where we should have been just by ongoing savings into the bank account, and we're ahead of the game, now we can take some of that profit and put it off to the side and create the safe account, increase the safe accounts. Now, that goes with, that's just pure financial. If it really does hurt us, and we know ourselves enough to know that if we see a negative number, we're going to sell out anyway, then obviously that's not a good approach. And so just accumulating money in safer type accounts can make sense. But there are other types of accounts besides just CDs for longer term money that you don't want to worry about losing. And those accounts should be able to help us get a little bit better rate of return than what the banks guarantee us, which right now is very, very little.
Okay.
I mean, but no matter what you do, you're going to be fine because you have set yourself up to live on less money than you have coming in from guaranteed sources in your retirement.
Now, you said you prefer the CDs, right, Roy?
Well, that's what I was thinking. In other words, the way it's getting now, I've got enough income saving that I can afford to put some money out on those and bring in an income or, you know, gain, profit.
Right, but you can't really get any income from CDs. You put money into a CD.
You can't get them, but at the end, you'll be making money, correct?
The end of what? The end of how long of a period of time?
Well, they mature, so six months to a year or whatever.
So six. So you put in $10,000, and a year from now, you get back $10,010. And then you put that away, and they just don't earn very much.
Okay, that's what I'm wanting to hear. You know, I wasn't too sure.
There are things that you can use, but anything other than bank accounts, short-term CDs, money market accounts, I mean, there's online bank accounts where you would have gotten back $10,100 because it's about a 1% rate of return rather than a 0.1% rate of return. But if you want to earn something more than that, then you're going to have to step out on a longer-term commitment, either a five-year type CD, a five-year fixed annuity, or something where it has a penalty for getting into it for a longer period of time, or something that has... So you're either going to step out on the lack of liquidity issue, surrender charge, surrender period, or some type of volatility. And the time horizon will dictate how much of either one of those you can accept. If it's money that you're basically building for your kids that you're going to pass on when you die, that could be 30 years from now. And so that I would do differently than money I might spend in 4 or 5 years.
Does that make sense, Roy?
Yeah. No.
Okay.
Now let me ask you this. So if I was to say put $5,000 in the CD and it has a 5 year, in the 5 years you get a return or whatever, then if I, the second year I put another $5,000 and the third, then it will be adding up eventually down the road?
Well, it's all adding up, but it's not earning very much. I mean, the accumulation is coming from you adding money to it. Now, the reality is when I'm adding money every month or every year, I'd much rather add it to something that has volatility to take advantage of the one thing the market gives us and get some potential return that way rather than putting it into a bank account, which we know today is earning very, very little.
Yeah. Hey, listen, Roy, if you have some more questions, hold on, because we got to move on and talk about some other stuff. We can talk to you a little bit more off the air. You're asking some good questions, though. In Roy's case, and thank you, Roy, I appreciate that.
And he's going to be fine no matter which way he goes.
Well, and that's the thing, and that's another that's the other aspect of this.
But if he's doing it for his kids, I might even look at a life insurance policy, make a tax-free death benefit going to them that, you know, he uses an ongoing premium to get a nice big death or bigger death benefit.
Now, we'd have to talk about a permanent life insurance policy, I would
assume. Talk about it, or a guaranteed universal life policy.
Yeah, so, yeah, some kind of cash value.
Something that makes sure that the premium doesn't go up out of sight at some point before I die.
Which it would. And then the other side of it is, of course, what is the cost of that insurance at age 63? I mean, those are things to consider. But it's a possibility.
But the rate of return over the 20-year, 25-year life expectancy, 85, 88
right.
years of age, is probably a lot better than what he's getting in the savings account.
If you took 15, did he say 15,000 a year? I think is what he said.
He had a couple
Whatever
different numbers.
Okay,
yeah.
But anyway, let's say you take a few, you know, 10,000 a year even, and you put it into, say, a life insurance policy as a quote unquote savings type vehicle. I mean, if you live to be 104 and you're 63, it may not pan out as well. But if you live to normal life expectancy, the rate of return that you're going to get on that, the kids will get on that.
The kids.
Is a whole lot greater than anything that you're going to get inside a CD right now.
It can be. I mean, it can be, and it can be tax-free where the CDs he pays taxes on every year. And so it can be a nice, reasonable rate of return, mm-hmm. especially if you're comparing it to very, very safe investments like CDs. It'll be most likely a better rate of return by triple.
By a lot, I would say. Even if interest rates somehow go up over the next 10 years, which
right.
they could
well,
very well do.
Yeah.
But I just don't see a life insurance policy not beating that. I could be wrong. I'm not making predictions, but that's just my opinion. Okay, we're going to come back with more. Hey, we got room on the phones, 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Catholic Group, taking more of your calls when we come back.
Are you worried we may see another stock market drop like the 2008 collapse? In a new video, Ray Lucia Jr. comments on investor concerns.
They're worried about what happens when this bull market eventually ends and how severe of a downturn there may be for them in the future.
If you're looking for some potential protection from volatility, learn about the risk buffer strategy by watching a free video now at riskbuffer.com.
For those investors who want to take some risk off the table of their longer-term portfolios, a risk buffer strategy may be appropriate for you.
Depending on the investor, there are many ways this strategy may potentially be added to your investment mix. Please take 10 minutes to watch a free video in which Ray Lucia Jr. explains the risk buffer strategy and how it may work for you at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims-paying ability of the issuer subject to their terms and conditions. Ray Lucia Jr. is the CEO of Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, an affiliate of Lucia Capital Group.
If you were born on or after January 2nd, 1954, listen carefully. Recent changes enacted by the Social Security Administration as part of the Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015 may impact your Social Security benefits. The policy that previously enabled spouses at full retirement age to claim spousal benefits while allowing their own benefit to grow has been discontinued. This could mean the accrual of additional benefits may no longer be available to you. Changes will also soon be implemented regarding file and suspend claiming strategies. Find out the latest rules, regulations, and restrictions by calling the Social Security hotline at 800-838-0483. The call is free and may clarify some of the new Social Security rules that could affect your benefits. If you were born after January 2nd, 1954, you could be affected. Call 800-838-0483. 800-838-0483. The Social Security hotline is not endorsed by or a service of the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Lucia Capital Group is not affiliated with the Social Security Administration.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening.
Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031 because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1. But if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 33.
It is Bucket Strategy Investing. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. Got some room on the phones, finally. 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. And we've been talking quite a bit today about strategy, and a couple of folks talking to us, asking us questions regarding strategy. Professor Plum, you know, the big thing among retirees, you don't want to run out of money before you run out of time. And one of the things that we really didn't necessarily get all the way through, in fact, even halfway through, which had to do with the idea of the accumulation phase of your financial life and the decumulation, or I suppose the distribution
phase. I like
phase.
The term distribution. We
I like it too.
That.
It's a decumulation is actually kind of a made-up word, but it sounds like, you know, it lets you know it's the opposite. Too many people, as you said, do the strategy incorrectly. Let's talk for a second. By the way, 877-PLANNER. We'll get your calls in a second.
Well, too many people want to save into bank accounts.
Yes, now
for a long-term need.
Yes. Now, explain why, even though you're saving, why that saving process in the accumulation phase could be incorrect.
Saving is not a bad thing, even if you're maybe not getting the best use of the money. But if you have a long-term time horizon, you know, we're talking about people that look at 10 to 15 to 20 years before they're going to need the money. This is specifically with 401ks and other areas. Unfortunately, we see people saving into the safer side of the house. A big mistake people made in 2008, 2009 was they either quit saving into their 401ks because the market was crashing, or they redirected their savings, their contributions, their payroll deductions into the safe side of the investment spectrum. That's the wrong time to be doing that. In fact, that was the best time to be buying into the volatile side of the investment spectrum. But we as human beings tend to get very fearful and we don't like losing money. I understand that. But we tend to keep ourselves away from the ability to make money when we do that. And so we unfortunately look at our savings as, I'm just going to stockpile it over here in this bank account, and yet I'm going to leave the rest of my money in the serious volatility. So unfortunately, people do it backwards a lot of times. They've got $200,000 saved, and the market starts to crumble. And so they say, well, I can wait this out, but while I'm waiting it out, I'm going to, instead of buying in, I'm going to put it into the bank account side of the investments, and I'll just build up my $18,000, $24,000 a year goes over into the safe account.
So it's all going into CDs or money markets or something like that.
But the bulk of the money is at risk still. They should be reallocating the bulk of the money. You safen up existing assets and you continue to dollar cost average into the more aggressive side of the house. So that when that market falls, instead of being $200,000 in the market, maybe only half it was in the market, the other half was safe, and less of it went down, obviously, but now you're buying in. Instead of buying into something that doesn't go up very much at all, just earn some interest, you know, 0.5% today if we're lucky, we're dollar cost averaging into the more volatile area. So what a lot of people will do is and especially now that we have these target date funds where it's a one-stop shop for everything that we're doing, we pick a target date. We want to retire in 2025. I'll be 65 in 2025, and I'm going to retire at 65, so I'm going to use a 2025 fund, and I'm going to put all my money current assets into the 2025 fund. And because it's easy and it's all being done for me, I'm going to direct my payroll deduction, my 401k contribution, to that same fund. That 2025 fund is probably 60% bonds or 50% bonds and, you know, 50, 40% stocks, whatever the allocation that particular fund has. And it's going to get less aggressive as I get closer to that 2025 date. And so what's happening is my contribution is going in to that fund, and it's being spread across all these different pieces of the allocation pie. So some of it is going into cash, some of it's going into short duration funds, some of it's going into intermediate term bond funds, some of it is going into the stock areas. The reality is I'm not getting the full bang for my buck. If I have an allocation that's appropriate, fine, but let me dollar cost average. Because when I retire in 2025, in this example, will I need 100% of my money in that year? No, I'm going to probably need 4, 5, or 6% of it. Some of the money, even if I'm putting money into more aggressive sides, and I'm building up the more aggressive investments, or adding to the number of shares of the investment, may not building up value because it may be going down, but I'm buying more and more shares, that isn't going to need to be spent, sold, distributed the first year I retire.
And it shouldn't be.
It shouldn't be. I have time for that money to go through the recovery process. But in the meantime, I'm buying, and I'm building, and I'm doing, taking one thing the market gives us. And nothing you do tomorrow will affect, at least I hope nothing you do tomorrow, will affect the market. Because the only thing that can affect the market is some crazy thing like we've seen in different parts of the country. We don't want that. Don't do that. You cannot affect the market. You can't control the market. And so why do we try to participate in something we can't control on a very short-term basis?
Yeah, what you're talking about here, when you're talking about buying when the market is going down, buying into volatility, you have something that costs 10 bucks a share, the next month it's 9 bucks a share because it's going down. The next month it's 8, 7, 6, 5. What you've been doing is buying more and more shares at cheaper prices.
Right.
Now, at 5 bucks a share, as it starts to come back, you have all those extra shares that you wouldn't have had.
So if
working
comes,
for you and increasing.
If it comes back to 10 bucks a share, where the market went nowhere in your example, it started at 10, mm-hmm. dropped all the way to 5. That's a big drop, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And if it comes back to 10, it didn't go anywhere, but I've made money. Why? I didn't make any money on the first shares I bought because I bought them at 10. I did make a little money on the $9 shares. I made a little more on the 8, then a little more on the 7, more, and I doubled my money on the $5 shares if it were to work that way. Now the question is, when will it come back? And it's not an easy answer because we don't know. It could be relatively soon, like we saw what happened in January of this year. Market went down, 9% or so in January, the first 4, 5, 6 weeks of this year, and it's recovered. Or it could take a lot longer, like it took back in 73, 74, where it took, 10 years or something to get back. The lost decade, 10 years to get back to where it started. 2008, it took 5, 6, 7, 8 years to get back to where it started. And those were actually fairly quick recoveries. So you have to have time on your side, but not time necessarily to continue to fund it, just time between now and when you spend it. And as I mentioned, unless it's a distribution goal that is a lump sum, like I want to buy a new truck that cost me $70,000. Well, that's a nice truck.
Whoa, wait a minute, $70,000?
Well, I priced it out the other day. It's a little high, but that was including tax, license, and dock fees. unfortunately, I'm not kidding.
My first truck was $8,000. Didn't come with anything, but it was $8,000.
Anyway,
yes,
that's a distribution event that's going to be a one-time payment.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's a different game.
Fine.
So that one I have to look at differently.
Yes, of course.
Retirement
of course.
Is not a one-time payment.
No,
retirement
it's
a series
not.
Of payments over 20, 30 years.
And even when you are retired, you can still be doing this kind of thing because you're not going to be living, Professor Plum. You better not be living off of that money that's volatile. You got to let that sit. You got to let it do what it does.
So you take existing capital that you've already accumulated.
Yes.
And allocate it to the safer side of the house. So you can draw down that safer side of the house while the volatile side of the house does what it does. And what does it do? It goes up, it goes down. It goes up, it goes down. Hey, if it's up, fine. You can always sell off your profits. The problem is when it's down.
Uh-huh.
We don't want to sell anything. when it's down.
Even though the instinct is to sell low and buy high, which of course is the exact opposite of the very first thing they teach you in investor's school, whatever investor's school is. Okay, spend safe money first. Sounds oddly like buckets. 877-PLANNER. PLANNER. Take more of your calls. Lines open. Call now. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, Bucket Strategy Investing.
If you're investing in the stock market, you know there may be reward, but you know there will be risk. So consider this. Would you sacrifice some of the gain you may get with your investments if you could potentially reduce some of the risk and potentially cut some of your losses? If you answered yes, you need to learn about a risk buffer strategy. With a risk buffer strategy, an insurance company insures your investment for a certain percentage of loss over a given period of time, and you determine the level of protection you get. Watch a short video at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com, that explains how you can potentially reduce risk when the market may be down, but still capitalize on stock gains. Can you find a way to manage risk in unpredictable markets? Watch the video at riskbuffer.com. Riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims-paying ability of the issuer, subject to their terms and conditions. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. This is a special invitation for business owners or human resources managers representing companies of 50 or more employees. The retirement planning strategists at Lucia Capital Group will travel to your city and present a customized private retirement planning seminar for your employees. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes have spoken to thousands of individuals about planning for retirement and address their concerns about outliving their money, stock market volatility, managing taxes, company-sponsored retirement benefit plans, and more. Now they're available to speak to your organization. This is a convenient way for your employees to get their retirement questions answered and learn how a plan can be designed to integrate all of their retirement resources. Call Lucia Capital Group to schedule a private retirement planning meeting. Call 800-644-1150. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
That's a know-how!
Goop, gunk, sludge, whatever you want to call it. It's the stuff that makes your engine just plain dirty. Luckily, the active cleaning power of Pennzoil conventional motor oil, just $3.39 a quart at Napa, helps keep your engine clean. So pick up Pennzoil conventional for $3.39 a quart at Napa and say goodbye to gunk. That's Napa know-how.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 6/30/16.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rating number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time. See store or staples.com for details.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
Planner. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, talking to you about your money. Got some room on the phone, so give us a call. Whatever money issue you have, comments, questions, concerns, you can also email us at our website, wealthed.com, wealthed.com. Okay, so to kind of wrap this up, although we could talk a whole lot more about this. We've kind of been all over the place because the caller's asking about different aspects of accumulation and distribution, which is exactly what we want. That's exactly what you should do. And you've seen this, you know, how difficult this can be, Professor Plum.
When it shouldn't be, but it is, because we get we get different ideas in our head.
Yes, we do.
And we want those ideas to be correct. And we're working off of maybe partial information on what we're dealing with.
Now, we were talking last segment about dollar cost averaging. We kind of went through the illustration of how when the market is going down, even though it goes against a lot of your emotional side of investing, keep putting the money into that volatile side and allow it to work for you.
Now, you shouldn't be using the volatile side if that volatile side, if those monies don't have at least a 10-year time horizon.
Well, that's it. And that's,
to begin with.
Yes.
I mean, if you don't have a 10-year time horizon from when you're going to spend those dollars, you shouldn't be dealing with any type of volatility. That's where you accumulate in the bank account because you're a little late to the game.
That's why you do it. Exactly. And this is for longer-term money. And that's why we said spend safe money first. Now, volatility helps you.
When you're going in.
Let's talk about the other side very quickly. Again, 877-PLANNER. You got questions, we'll talk to you on the phones right now, 877-PLA-NNER.
Using your same example, let's say we were putting in $100 a month. When it was $10 a share, we were buying, you know, 10 shares.
Right.
When it was $5 a share, we were buying 20 shares.
Yep.
And so when it came back, we had that many more shares working for us. Flip it around the other way. I need to take out $10 or $100 a month. So when it's $10 a share, I had to sell 10 shares. But when it dropped and I needed that same $1,000 a month or whatever the number was, and $100, and it was only $5 a share, I had to sell 20 shares. I had to sell twice as many shares to get the same dollar amount out
exactly that
I did earlier. And those monies will never recover. And so that's the reverse dollar cost averaging. It, you know, the whole concept behind dollar cost averaging is that it averages, there's been the name, it averages your transaction to a lower price. Buying low, selling high is the good way to invest in the market, right? But when you are doing it the opposite direction, when your transaction is not a buy transaction, it's a sell transaction, reverse dollar cost averaging does the exact same thing as the last definition.
And it hurts you.
It averages your transaction price lower. Lower transaction price as a sale is not a good thing. You don't want a lower sale price. You want a high sale price. But dollar cost averaging averages that transaction lower, whether it's a buy, a good thing, or a sell, lower sell price is not good.
Yeah, but of course, now somebody look at that and they would say, well, I have no control over which way the market is going.
You don't.
And I need to live off of some money. And there's your key, Professor Plum, right there.
That's why you carve off a amount of money necessary to be able to live off of safe withdrawals from a bank account, a very low volatility type account, something that I can have liquidity with, something that I have access to, something that does not go down in value when I need it. I need to have enough of that stashed aside to outlast the downturn in the market. And that downturn in the market time horizon is where we have debates. How much do we need? How many years do we need? 2 years is not enough. 4 years is not enough. In fact, based on just the S&P 500, a five-year time horizon has about a 14-15% chance of losing money in just the S&P 500. So 5 years, if we're looking at that, isn't enough for most people, at least not in retirement. 10 years, we've had a few of 10-year periods of time that haven't been very nice on a buy and hold status in the stock market. So we want more than 10 years. Time horizon means
yes.
a lot.
15 is a good number to start with anyway. Okay, 877-PLANNER. We're going to take a couple more calls here. 877-PLA-NNER. If you're on hold, don't go away. We are going to get to everybody. Let's go to Carl next then in Scottsdale, Arizona. Hi, Carl.
Hi.
What's up?
My question is, and thank you very much. I really appreciate your sage advice and wisdom on these issues.
Well, thank you.
I'm wondering if I can. I'm 62 and approaching Social Security age and all that kind of thing, and wondering about retirement accounts, whether I can have investment, real estate, and or stocks, options trading, et cetera, within a Roth IRA.
You actually can.
Does that affect Social Security?
Well, let's the IRA, you can do investment real estate. You have to have a specific custodian to allow you to do it. You can do some options trading, but you cannot do any options trading where you have the potential of losing more than your actual investment amount. So there is only some option trading that can go on inside of an IRA. You can't lose money because there's no way to back it up, so they won't let you do it.
Brokers police that sort of thing?
Yeah, some brokerage accounts will not even allow it, so you'd have to find one that allows it, and then they'll say you can only buy covered calls, or you can only buy, you know, certain other, or you can only sell covered calls. You can only buy certain things that make sure that you can't ever have a loss greater than the value of the account. Understand, stock options can get a little carried away. Question is, should you trade stocks? And yeah, I mean, if you want to have a brokerage account and you want to buy and hold, I have some individual stocks in my IRA. Some have done very well. Some of them have, let's just say they haven't done very well. They've gone down quite a bit. So I'm about break even with the rest of the market in my individual stock trades. But it's fun for me. I like doing it. But it's not a very big portion of my portfolio either. It's just a little, little play account. So yes, you can do brokerage accounts inside of an IRA, and you can buy real estate. Now, when you buy real estate, did you want to try to do leveraged real estate, borrow money to help buy it, or are you just going to buy it with cash?
It would be leveraged.
Leverage is a little trickier inside of an IRA. The IRA has to qualify for it on its own. You cannot lend your credentials to it because you're not the one that can be paying for it. You're retired. You can't even add money to it. And so they look at the IRA, the Roth IRA, as a standalone entity as for getting that loan. So it's got to be able to qualify on it if it has enough money in it, and the real estate purchase is a relatively small amount of the overall account, then it's probably easier to get a loan. But if you've, if you want to buy if you got a $50,000 Roth IRA and you want to buy a $100,000 investment property, and the only way that loan's going to get paid off is from the rents, that may be a little more difficult to get. The other side of it is, when you sell the real estate, if there's a loan on it when you sell it, you could create a taxable event at the IRA level. It wouldn't be taxable to you on the distribution ultimately, but the IRA would file a tax return due to debt finance gain. So there may be better ways to do it. Now, with real estate, if you have a traditional IRA, I might like buying the real estate personally and using the traditional IRA to make the payments, take taxable distributions from the IRA to make payments on a deductible potential income stream some sheltered income from the real estate, and try to help shelter some of that distribution from the IRA. So that way I own it personally, I get to take my depreciation, I get a step up in basis, and I don't have to worry about if I do it well and it grows dramatically, my required minimum distributions don't get affected. Obviously a Roth IRA doesn't have that issue. So there may be better ways to do it than buying it in the IRA, but you can do it in the IRA.
Okay, cool. One other question. To establish a Roth IRA, does that have to be earned income, or could it be something from an insurance settlement, for example?
To put money into Roth IRA, there's only two ways to get money into a Roth IRA. Either be working and contribute to it, or take existing retirement money, existing IRA, 401k, 403b, 457 money, and convert it to a Roth IRA. You cannot just take money from some other source and say, I got an insurance settlement, or I sold a piece of real estate for $100,000, I'm going to put that into my Roth IRA. That doesn't work. That's a contribution. Okay. Contributions, you must have earned income. It's limited to $5,500 or $6,500 in your case because you're 50 years of age or older. And when you're talking about doing these things and taking distributions from IRAs or stock trades and all that, none of that affects whether you can get or can't get your Social Security at 62 or 65 or whatever age. It will potentially affect how much of your Social Security that you receive is taxable, but it doesn't. Only earned income, wages, self-employment income prior to full retirement age affect what you're eligible for from a Social Security benefit. The other incomes affect the taxation of the benefit that you actually receive.
Yep.
Okay.
Does that help you out, Carl?
Thank you very much.
All right.
It sure does. Very thorough. Thank you.
You're welcome, Carl. If you have any other questions, feel free to hang on. We can talk to you more about this stuff. This is another time where we're out of time for this particular segment. You said in the IRA.
Right.
Yeah, and the reason for that.
Which part of it was I saying in the
IRA? Well, hold on a second, because I had a thought on this,
and
I just realized I've got 30 seconds here. So hold on a second, because that brought up another point that I was writing down. So hold on, we're going to take a quick break here. 877-PLANNER is our number, PLANNER. Johnny Dean and Professor Rick Plum got some trivia coming up. We're going to get to that as well. We're also going to tell you what's coming up on the program tomorrow. And we got a couple more emails to get to as well. If you want to add to the stack of emails, you can do so at our website, wealthed.com, wealthed.com. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, 877-PLANNER. We're coming right back.
It's one of the most common concerns for stock market investors.
Nobody knows when the next market collapse is going to happen.
Ray Lucia Jr. on the Risk Buffer Investment Strategy.
Really, the question is, how do we prepare for the next market downturn?
Many investors fear another severe market drop.
They remember 2008 like it's yesterday, and they're looking for ideas and concepts where they may be able to protect some of their portfolio. And that's where a risk buffer potentially comes in.
Spend 10 minutes watching a video that explains the risk buffer concept and where it may fit in your investment strategy. Now online at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com.
Within the strategy itself, there's lots of ways to customize it.
Ray Lucia Jr. explains the risk buffer strategy in a free video. Go to riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims-paying ability of the issuer subject to their terms and conditions. Ray Lucia Jr. is the CEO of Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, and affiliate of Lucia Capital Group. Social Security rules that may affect your benefits are changing in 2016. Do you know how you'll be impacted?
My question has to do with Social Security and...
The Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015 changed the way some couples will file for Social Security benefits.
Are we each allowed to take a spousal benefit on the other?
The rules that previously allowed a spouse to claim a partner's benefit while allowing their own benefit to grow have changed. If you were born after January 2, 1954, you may have questions about the laws affecting restricted claims on spousal benefits. Call the Social Security Hotline, 800-838-0483. Find out if you'll be affected and if there's action you need to take. Call the free Social Security Hotline, a resource for updates on changing rules and regulations. Call 800-838-0483, 800-838-0483. The Social Security Hotline is not endorsed by or a service of the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Lucia Capital Group is not affiliated with the Social Security Administration.
Life can be unpredictable. That's why you should take control of your family's future now with an estate plan bundle from LegalZoom. Not sure whether you need a last will or a living trust? LegalZoom's network of independent attorneys in 48 states can help you decide which one's right for you without billing by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. Plus, updating your estate plan as your family and assets grow couldn't be easier. Enjoy your life. Use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
So my daughter is off to college soon, and I got her some bedding from the company store. The good stuff, as she calls it. She thinks I'm being generous. I know better. See, college is not cheap, and sleep is hard to come by, which is important. So I'm doing whatever I can to assure she gets a good night's sleep, when she actually sleeps.
The company store has been perfecting a good night's sleep for over 100 years. Visit thecompanystore.com to see our full line of college bedding and more. Enter the code PILLOW and get 15% off your order plus free shipping.
Part two.
Today's only Thursday.
No, yeah, it's not. No, not yet. You keep thinking it's not Friday.
Darn it.
Well, this is another good Friday song, too. Yeah, you got to come back tomorrow. You didn't know we were going to be back tomorrow, did you, huh?
I thought today was Friday for some reason. All of a sudden, I was day ahead.
Now you're day ahead. But listen, you should be looking forward to Friday for a number of different reasons. But let's hear it. I just love this song, man. It's part two of the other song that we were playing. Or maybe it's flipped over. I don't know. All right. Anyway, what was that? Oh, tomorrow. That's right. We were talking about tomorrow. A good reason to tune in tomorrow. We get a lot of calls on this as well, this particular topic that we're going to be talking about, which asks the question, should you pay off your mortgage? Now, there are some folks that I've heard. I heard another one this past weekend who said it's a very simple answer to that question. Yes, you should always pay off your mortgage. And the reason is because it's the biggest debt you're ever going to have, likely. It's probably the biggest debt most people are ever going to have. And you should always work toward paying it off. Because if you've seen on a $100,000 home that over the course of 30 years you could be paying $300,000 total.
Those are under the old rates, but...
Well, whatever it is. I don't even know what the final total was. But okay, even if it's $200,000, $250,000, I don't know. So that's why you should always work toward paying off your mortgage. And I don't like that kind of advice. First of all, I think it's wrong. And especially, I would say, if you're younger, what is it?
172.
If you bought $100,000 at what interest rate?
At 4.
Okay, all right, but even so.
That's $72,000 of interest that you can potentially avoid by paying cash or by paying off that mortgage now instead of for over the next 30 years.
Yes, but the advice that I get says, that, you know, for young people especially, it says, hey, if you're 25 or 30 years old, you should be putting every extra nickel that you have toward paying off that mortgage. And I disagree.
Well, I will say that paying off the mortgage is not the worst thing. I can't think of in many situations where it's a bad thing. The question is it the best thing? Is it something that you should be focused on doing? Now, most 25-year-olds don't have the money to pay it off right away. So even by paying extra money into it, it's going to take a while.
I look at it this way.
Does that make sense?
Right. I look at it this way. A 25-year-old couple or a 30-year-old, okay, and they've got a mortgage and they can put, let's say they've got an extra $500 a month, all right? Do they put that toward their retirement accounts, their savings accounts, they put it in their 401k, or do they put it toward paying off their mortgage? And there are people who would advocate that these people do not put it toward their retirement, they should put it toward paying off their mortgage. Now, I don't like that particular brand of advice. If they're not putting any money in their 401k, they don't contribute to their Roth, they don't do any of that stuff, just as a personal thing, I don't like that. I don't know how you feel about that.
Well, it depends on everything else that's going on in their life, but that's still a 10-year repayment schedule on that original $100,000 loan. Now, how many people have $100,000 mortgages? Depending on where you live,
they don't.
That may be big, or some, you know, that may be very small.
I use that as an example, but even so.
But it all comes into play. And what I was just showing was that you put that extra $500 a month into the mortgage, there is a time still that it's going to take you to pay it off.
Well, of course.
And so we have to look at that time horizon to find out whether it's an appropriate issue to do.
To me, and again, this is only my opinion, to me, you've lost that time. You've lost that time to save for your own retirement if you're not doing something else.
Yes and no. I mean, I'll take the other side of that one tomorrow when
okay,
we talk
all right,
about
that's fine.
On
that's
mortgages.
Good. That's good. And I respect what you have to say because you've been doing this a whole lot longer than I have. I'm doing this as a cursory evaluation mm-hmm. of what I would do. And again, this goes to show you there is no right. Well, yeah, there are right and wrong answers.
Yeah.
But
mine's right, yours is wrong.
or mine's right and yours is wrong. I would say the same thing. You're the guy with the calculator. But you know what I'm saying, Professor.
I do. There,
you know what I'm saying.
And what's right for one person may not be the
right.
best that, option for the second
that's
person.
That's it. And that's why there's no such thing as good generic advice. Okay? There you go. All right. Now, here's something for you. This bit of trivia. When is today?
Today's Thursday.
Thursday. So I'll make sure I have the right one. This is from Gallup. You've heard of them? Polling place?
A little bit here and there.
They sell polls. The top three problems facing our nation.
We're down to just two problems. The two running for office.
Oh, look at you getting all political on us.
No, I think we should just have a do-over.
All right. Okay. Well, let's on Gallup here. They said the top three problems facing our nation, based upon a survey of 1,025 adults in May of this year, not that long ago, were number one, the economy.
Hello, yes.
Number two, dissatisfaction with the government.
Oh, yeah.
And number three, unemployment / jobs.
Well, that's kind of part of the first one.
Unemployment does / jobs. I'm
sorry. No, but the unemployment jobs is part of the problem with the economy.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, if everybody had jobs.
So they kind of go together.
If everybody had jobs, the economy would probably be doing okay, right?
So the top two issues are the economy, jobs, and the government.
You can even combine dissatisfaction with the government in there. I would.
Even when the economy was doing well, I was fairly dissatisfied with the government.
Well, everybody always is. Nobody, it's a big leap to say, gee, the government is doing a rotten job. I mean, I would say that there are some things that government does very, very well, and that should be left to the government. There's some things that private sector does much, much better with, and that kind of thing should be left to the private sector. I think there are too many people that say everything should either be private sector, and everybody says, oh, no, government should take care of everything.
There are things that the government needs to do.
Must do.
Yes.
Has to do.
Yeah, but unfortunately, they're getting bigger and bigger and taking over more responsibility, and they're like their own little living organism that they protect themselves more than they protect the people that they're supposed to be
helping.
Well,
that's the problem. It's rigged. I don't want to get into this whole thing.
Then you started it.
But the point is that I had said there are certain things that I don't mind bigger government as long as it's doing the things that government should be doing. I don't mind that at all. But there are certain things that government absolutely should not be doing that the private sector should be taking care of first.
But the economy is still the problem.
The economy is a problem. All right. I was told that we're in this big recovery. I was told that unemployment is...
We're in, the 87th month of a recovery? You know, because it's just going gangbusters?
I don't know. I suppose so. That's what they say. By the way, just very quickly on this thing, the 10-year... I wanted to bring this up.
10-year treasury or the 10-year return?
The 10-year treasury note. Okay, get this. This is from the Treasury Department, who wanted me to announce this to you. Over the 25 years from 1991 to 2015, the average yield on the 10-year Treasury note was 4.7%. Average yield. As of the close of last Friday, and this is when they sent it to me, the yield on the 10-year Treasury note was 1.62. Now, it's a little higher today, but
yeah,
not much.
Not much. I mean, it's not like anywhere near that 4.
It's not anywhere 4 points, near 4.7.
It's, you know, 1.7 something.
And the question that they wanted me to bring up, which I don't have time to do, is this the new normal? A phrase I hate, by
what
the
is
way.
Normal?
Well, that's the thing. It used to be average around 4.5%, 5%. It's not anymore. We're out of time. If you need the brain trust off the air, you can talk to Professor Rick Plum or any of the Lucia Capital Group advisors. Don't do this stuff yourself at home, folks. 800-644-1150. You need the advisory services of Lucia Capital Group. They do this for a living every day. 800-644-1150. For Professor Rick Plum, I'm Johnny Dean. This is Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.